Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
All right, welcome back. It is me, one half of your sportsman, Isaac, and Lowercase is in today. We're learning a lot about him. He did roids in high school, didn't work. He loves ketchup, and you sound like you dabble in fighting. Like, do you actually fight?
No. I wish I could. I don't have the shoulders for jiu-jitsu or wrestling. My right shoulder is just all cartilage. Or just no cartilage, I should say.
That's all the roids, dude.
No, it was mainly from baseball, football. But I'm very interested in the sport in general.
Yeah, it probably is a pretty interesting sport if you get to really know it. Like the technicalities and the I don't know, either like stand-up fighters, like punchers, and then other guys who are a little bit more technical, with like get you on the ground and they're better.
There's jiu-jitsu practitioners, there's wrestlers, there's guys who, you know, really good at Muay Thai, there's guys who are really good at just stand-up and boxing, you know, guys like Khabib who are, you know, sambo wrestlers, all that type of stuff.
You ever been in a big fight?
Not like a group fight, but I've separated a few fights. That's about it. I don't really seek fights. That's not really something I enjoy doing.
Well, you're like me. You're a lover, not a fighter.
Exactly.
That's right. There's no need to get in a fight, ever. Like, ever. It's absurd that people fight. Again, men are just dumb. You seem like one of the smart ones, like myself, that we figured out, hey, wait a minute, that kind of sucks. I don't want to do that. How about if I just treat people with respect?
Again, I think alive is always the best rule of thumb, and
yeah,
getting in fights
track
kind of hurts that record.
Yeah. Crazy. How do you feel about your parents taking over your social media? You're one of the youngs. Of course, you have a girlfriend. Are you engaged?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
That's a long question. I'm fresh out of college. I got
She's
time.
Not listening. She's in Mexico. She's not the one?
No, she... Again, I'm very interested in seeing where this relationship takes me, but...
Oh, my God, you're not at a press conference.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Again, I'm young. I've got plenty of time left.
Yeah, you are young. 24, you said?
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. She's not the one. There's other fish in the sea, Lowercase.
Again, she's the best.
I know. You got to say that. I'm sure she's great. What's her name?
Hannah.
Yeah. Well, it's a thing. I was reading in the Wall Street Journal that a lot of people are so fed up with dating apps, and social media for that matter, that they are turning it over to their parents and letting their parents vet the potential dates. Would you ever do that?
That just sounds like an arranged marriage to me.
A little bit.
Yeah, I'm good.
But what about the idea that... What about the idea that you're kind of tired of it? Maybe you aren't the best picker. You know, like you've had some problems in the past, or you pick, you know, like you pick dummies or something. I don't know. And you think that, well, this is better because if the family likes this person, then maybe I should give him a shot like that. Then I'm not blinded. See, I'm blinded by the love. That I fall in love with this person and they turn out to be awful. Well, I'm obviously missing something. Maybe my family won't.
That sounds to me like they're just trying to skip steps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, right.
One of the deals is you meet the parents. You bring the girl home to meet the parents and vice versa.
Yeah.
I think people are just trying to skip that.
Yeah, it's true.
That seems like kind of a cop-out way to go, oh, my dad introduced me to her, or my mom introduced me, or whatever.
Well, it also kind of like, I mean, it would be a red flag for me if I'm on the other end, and I'm, like, chasing a girl on there, and her mom's like, hey, and this is Karen!
And it's not the person that I'm supposed to be texting?
Yeah, I was like, what is this? Ah, I don't want to meet you. But apparently it's working for a lot of these people. And someone asked, would you say the same thing to Meatball? My son is 2 years older than you. And yes, I would. I think I should take it. Well, he's married, so they're that's a bit of a problem. But should he ever be single? Hopefully that doesn't happen. We love her. Here I am at the press conference now. Emma's wonderful. We love her to death. But I think that'd be kind of fun as a parent.
Fun how? Like fun well, as
be,
in
it? You, it'd you get, be creepy.
Again, that's the part where it's like.
But my wife would like it.
Again. I think it works if the wife or, you know, the mom is taking care of it. If the dad is doing it, yeah, it seems a little bit awful.
Yeah, somebody said, I'm sure when these single dads start chatting with some 20-year-old hot, things can't possibly go wrong.
Yeah, nothing could go wrong.
Yeah. Well, this article is kind of interesting. It outlines a few of the people that have done it, handed it over to their parents. You know, it's definitely a gamble, but it's working out for some peeps. I don't know. I've heard that the dating apps, and I haven't been in the dating world for as long as you've been alive. So, and I'm thankful for that. Here's my present. I love my wife. She's wonderful. So, see, we all have to. The qualifiers, they're great. But the dating app world has to be just awful. I have so many friends, not so many, but I have several friends that are single. And they're just like, dude, it sucks.
Yeah. And when I was single, it was a nightmare. But I did meet my girlfriend on a dating app. So,
well, I mean, eventually meet people there. That's where everyone is.
Again, but it's very, very few and far between.
But you got to sift through so much garbage to get there. I would not want any part of that world.
Yeah, no.
My wife and I have talked about, you know, when you get old, lowercase, you talk about things like this. If my wife died, and I've told her this, I'm like, I'm single. I'm done. I'm out. You're mine. That's it. I would hate that you died. I mean, I probably won't kill you. Whatever. I'll just be single. It's way easier.
I feel like it's just a lot of. That feels like a lot of work.
Way too much.
That feels like a lot of work when, in reality, you could just go do the things that you would want to do when she was not there in the first place.
Yeah, and then I'll just that's exactly. And let's be honest, there's a little bit of a little piece of us that we love our independence.
Yeah, the piece.
Like, I know you're in heaven right now. You love Hannah, and you got to say all that stuff, dude. She's out of town. It's great.
I've had a fantastic
exactly.
few days of just silence, watching movies,
that's
and
right.
not doing nothing important.
So let's all just admit, and women too, that when you're significant other goes out of town or you're away from each other, it's not that bad. Yes, we want to convene.
And it's okay to, you know, understandable to miss that person, but
yes,
the independence is great.
You know what I'm doing? You're going to love this. Tomorrow, I'm hopping on a plane and I'm going to San Diego and I'm doing it by myself.
Yeah, I'm very jealous.
I'll be there until Sunday by myself. We have family down there.
Yeah, but either way,
she's not going this trip. We go there a lot. She's not going this trip. And listen, I'm thrilled about it. And that's not because I don't. I mean, I love her. It'd be great. We go down there a lot. We have a great time. We bring Molly, our dog. It's wonderful. But things are way different and easier without the two girls.
Traveling by myself is one of my favorite things to do.
Me too.
Like a flight by yourself.
Yeah.
Just sitting in that airport bar by yourself.
That's right.
Watching a TV. Meeting
people.
Got a drink in your hand.
You know what? Lowercase, you and I are bonding right now. The ketchup take lost me. You're getting me back.
I'm working my way back.
I think you and I are two peas in a pod.
I think so.
Anything solo, I mean, like, the whole stigma of solo movies or going to a restaurant solo, or I think it's all stupid.
On my last day of independence, I'm going to watch a movie by myself, pajamas on, going to the theater. Because I live right next to a movie theater, so I can just walk, get out of bed, maybe shower, just walk right into the theater, go watch
now,
a movie.
Now, when is Hannah back?
Friday.
Times are running out.
Yeah, I know. I gotta get to movie time.
Gotta go see Avatar, huh?
Zootopia is what I'm trying to see.
Which one's that?
The second one. It's a new animated movie about like a fox and a rabbit.
Okay. That's
well done.
I'm sure it is.
Kids movie. First one was pretty
good. Tell me how high you get for that. It's got to be just through the moon high.
I'm really just a movie guy. So honestly,
good answer.
I could be sober. I could be. It could go either way.
Oh, man. Well, anyway, that's a thing. Parents taking over burned out singles, social media, and dating apps. Watch out, you singles. You might be talking to her mom. All right. I found something in my note. So yesterday we were emptying out the notes, and we found some pretty good stuff in there. And I was doing that again here a little bit ago. I was looking through. My club notes are lengthy. This time of year, we like to just empty them out. We call it emptying out the tickle trunk. And I found something we did once with Souk. And it was GQ's 125 rules for the modern gentleman. But there are different categories. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to jot down the categories during the break. And we're going to learn a little bit of something about lowercase here. He's going to pick the category, and we will see GQ's rules for the modern gentleman. We will see if lowercase is indeed a modern gentleman. I will do that next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. they've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, Tex says there are studies that when a husband dies, the woman finds a new partner very fast, like absurdly quick, whereas the guy will choose to be single until death. I believe it. We don't want to go through those traumas again.
Yeah, you know? I wouldn't want to.
No. All right, I have the GQ 125 rules for the modern gentleman, okay? Now, Suk and I did this, so there's different categories. We went through planes, trains, and automobiles, so travel etiquette, and then parties and events, so you can't choose those. Here are the other categories. You pick the category, we'll go through them. So you have other people, on a date, slash in the bedroom, the gym, restaurants, at home, phone slash internet, or your closet. Choose your own adventure, young Casey.
Let's do at home.
Okay. Somehow I knew you were going to pick that.
I do live with my girlfriend. I feel like it's topical.
Okay. Well, we all have a home. Well, we don't all have a home. Most of us have a home. Let me see if I can find it here. One sec. Bloop, bloop, bloop. At home. There it is. Because a gentleman is a gentleman even when nobody's watching, number 116, okay, so at home is like one of the last, out of the 125, it's one of the last ones. If you cohabitate, pick your socks up off the floor. That's pretty simple. Oh, I'm
my
sensing
socks
you don't.
Currently sitting in a pile to be folded after the show. But
yeah,
for
but
the most part,
she's out
away.
Of town, though. Yeah. But when she's in town, are you?
They're mostly put away.
Mostly.
Yeah, it depends on what day of laundry I'm on.
Now, you know who's a violator of this? My wife. Not me. My S is tight. Hers, they're everywhere. I'm calling her out on this. I'm sending this to her.
Now that you remind me, I do have to fold all of my girlfriend's laundry now that I think of it. That was one of my tasks.
While she's away?
While she's away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you don't normally.
Sometimes. Depends who's doing the laundry.
So you both do each other's laundry?
We'll sometimes take turns. Other times we'll fold it together. Depends on the day.
Cute. Tell you what, my wife and I, we do separate laundries. She ain't touching my stuff. I'm not touching hers.
I honestly have gotten to the point where I'm ready to start doing my own laundry because I can never find my stuff in the right place.
Exactly. You need to sit her down. Here's the other thing. My wife procrastinates the laundry, and I just bang it out. I find it to be the easiest thing in the world to do.
I think it's by far the easiest chore.
Yes. It's like all you do is press some buttons, and then you check it in 45 minutes. Like, how hard is it?
You pick up one pile, you put it in there.
Right.
You let the soap do all the work.
Yeah.
And then you pick it up and fold it in and out.
Folding's kind of hard. I mean, it's kind of stupid and tedious, but, you know, it's not that, I don't know. My wife's like, oh, laundry. I'm like, just throw it in there. Put a couple Tide Pods in there, you're fine. I don't know what it is, but we differ greatly on laundry to the point where we just do our own stuff. And it works. Number 117, be proactive about house chores. Take out the trash or refill the soap before you've been asked. Of course. We all know this.
I'm guilty of procrastinating housework a lot.
Yeah, I think we all are. See, our men's go-to is, look, I'll get it done. It's just not going to be the way she wants it done. You know, it's like she wants it this way. It's like, well, I'm not going to do it that way. It's fine this way.
If I get it done the way that I want it and she doesn't like it, so be it.
Yeah, well, see, that doesn't work when you get married. So you might want to switch that one around.
Yeah, it's a...
It's right.
The little battle.
This is a... If you're gentlemen, just take care of stuff, even though you don't want to. And you're like, oh, this is stupid how she does this. Whatever. I fold the towels the way she wants them folded. And I even go study the other towels that are already folded in there to see how she does it, because otherwise it's going to look terrible if I do it. Number 118, wash your towels way more often than you already do. A good rule of thumb is at least once a week. I might be guilty of leaving a towel too long.
If it's been used 3 or 4 times, I think depending on how many showers or if I've worked out this, that, or the other, I usually am good about 2-3 times I've used it, it's going in the washer.
See, I lose count. And quite frankly, if I'm being honest, that's my wife's task is typically towels. So I think she just throws them in there whenever. She doesn't care if I've showered once with it. She's like, ah, it's towel time.
It's towel.
I'm yanking all these.
Sense.
You can go get your own. What else do we have here? GQ's 125 rules for the modern gentleman. This is the at-home category. Invest in mood lighting. Nothing kills the vibe like the big overhead light. My God, I love this one. That is so true.
I love that one, too. I didn't realize it until my girlfriend bought a few lamps. Plus, we have one of those light-up Christmas trees. Makes all the difference.
Isn't that one of the best things about the Christmas tree? Is once it's decorated and you get all the lights on it, and you turn out all the other lights, it's a wonderful, soft, warm, inviting light.
It's like when all the people who have their LEDs in their apartment, it's just like that, but it's seasonal.
The LEDs. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the soft lighting is everything. If you have overhead lights, like we have overhead lights, but we made sure to put them all on dimmers, you know, like the can lights. And those things never get over 25%. Like, it's just, dude, that's way too bright. Yeah. It's like, what are we doing?
I have a light that kind of, my overhead light, and it just gets you right in the face while you're watching TV.
Mm-mm.
So that's why I need a lamp.
Yeah, come on. Lamps are great. Soft lighting promotes creativity as well. And maybe even some extracurriculars in the bedroom. The next one is, if you watch movies or TV shows ahead of your partner, you should be ready to rewatch if they ask you to. Do you do that?
It depends on the show, but if we're watching a show together, then I'll make it a duty of mine to not go too far so that it's easy for her to catch up.
This is an interesting one because I think this is a new age one. You know, our parents did not have to deal with this problem, and it is a problem. And I got to tell you, I think I'm bad at this one. I'm pretty rude about, I'm just going to watch it because she's like, oh, not right now. Like, well, then I'm going to watch it.
That's my issue, too, is where it's like, okay, if you want to watch a separate show while I'm trying to watch our show, I'm just going to watch our show
and let you catch up later. And I may rewatch, but I'm not going to be paying that close of attention. I'll tell you that, lady. My phone's right in my lap.
I'm going to be talking.
That's right. Yeah, she watches the cooking shows and all that crap. Boy, I couldn't care less. But then she'll be watching that. I'd be like, hey, let's turn on the new episode of whatever. And she's like, ah,
no,
right
I'm
now.
No, I'm watching.
I'm watching Is It Cake? Well, who cares? I got news for you. It's not cake.
It's not.
Oh, here's one. Take your shoes off at home. Definitely offer to take your shoes off at someone else's house. Invest in a great pair of house slippers. And if you really want to be hospitable, provide pairs for your house guests, too. Don't hate it.
I'm a house slippers guy. House slippers for other guests,
it's a little much.
That's a little much, because then you've got other people's smelly feet remnants left over.
Yeah, that's a rich guy thing.
I'm a house slipper guy for sure.
But do you kill your shoes at the door?
Yeah, because
I do too.
I have a closet right next to my door. That's where we keep all of our shoes.
The old mudroom.
My slippers are in there. Pull them out.
Oh, I love that. You're like Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I think that's right. There are outside clothes and inside clothes. Get into the habit of changing into clean, comfortable loungewear when you return home, and absolutely No outside clothes on the bed. Another good one. That's true. Because yeah, I'll be working in the yard and stuff, and then I'll just sit in the bed doing whatever, and then I come back later to the bed. I'm like, oh my God, I shouldn't have worn that in the bed. You know?
Yeah, but I'm also like, right after I get done with something, if I want to just take off a sweatshirt and let it sit there, I don't want to have to hang it up immediately as I take it off.
Yeah.
That's just a laziness thing, though.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah, Hannah probably doesn't like that too.
No,
much.
She does not appreciate it.
Might be the end of your relationship. Three more here. Don't get into bed with dirty feet.
That's okay. A good one.
Yeah, define dirty.
Yeah. Again, I've got a cat, so there's cat hair on our floors, but nothing like dirt.
Yeah, dirt is like dirt. What if I like, go golf? What if I go golf? Okay, and then so it's summer. Let's say, because I do this a lot, I'll golf, and I take off my golf shoes, I go instantly into my flip-flops or whatever, air out the feetsies a little bit, and then I go to bed without showering? Is that dirty feet? I mean...
Not showering after you golf.
Yeah, I don't shower after I golf.
Really?
Well, sometimes. I mean, I might.
It depends on the day, but...
Like, if I'm going out, I will, but...
Yeah, I guess it depends where you're going. Yeah. Because if I'm just staying in for the night, I'll probably skip the shower and just, you know, put on some pajamas. But
that's what I mean.
If I'm going to go somewhere, I got to shower.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. But so that's like, what does dirty feet even mean? Like, I have to shower, I have to clean my feet before I get into bed? Get out of here.
The definition of dirty feet on that one is confusing.
In the summer, take 2 showers a day, it says. I don't know. That seems tedious.
In the summer, if you have access to somewhere you can swim, I'm a go swim and then shower that off type of guy. But 2 showers a day?
That's a lot.
That seems like a lot.
No one has time for that. Anybody got time for that? And then the last one, number 125 on the list. You chose the last category. GQ's 125 rules for the modern gentleman. Learn how to cook one thing well and serve it with gusto. There, you are the epitome of a modern gentleman.
That's a really good one.
That is a good one.
I think everyone should have at least one thing that they call their specialty of cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. I got to admit to you, I don't have that. And I feel less adequate because of it.
Not a grill guy?
I could do the grill, sure.
I think that's good enough.
But we don't have a grill.
But when push comes to shove, you could be the grill guy.
I could, yeah. Yeah, I know what I'm doing on the grill.
Yeah, I think that's what it means.
Okay, good. I'm off the hook. Yeah, I do not cook, bro. Cooking to me, and there are things that people, like there are things that you think you would like and you end up not, or there are things that you think that you would hate and you end up loving. Like I never thought I would be into golf. As a youngster, I was more of like into the skiing and type of golf, and now I'm a huge, I love golf. It's like my number one hobby. Never thought I'd be into it in a million years. But in the category of things that I thought I would hate and I hate, cooking. I cannot stand it.
I hate cooking boring food.
Well, it's all boring. Like, isn't it all boring?
Not necessarily.
Like, it takes forever.
I really like something like an Italian dish. That takes time. You know, you're putting a little love into it. If I'm doing something like chicken and rice, that's boring to me. I can't
do it. It's lame.
Yeah, it's just lame.
Doesn't it suck to have to wait for it to be... Like, you have to... It just seems so tedious.
Yeah, a little bit.
There's so many people that can make such better food, and I just pay for it, and they bring it to me.
See, but that's where it comes in. Right. Because when you know that you can cook something better than going out to get it, that creates the little bit of the issue.
Like maybe I'm a world-class chef, and I don't know it.
Could be.
Well, we're not going to start now. Too late. That ship has sailed. I'm too old. All right, if the fan has a Jeffrey Dahmer, who is it? That's next. Here's Lowercase with SportsCenter. Yeah, someone asked me the other day. Well, they asked me if I thought Suk was a serial killer. And I replied no, but I see where you're going. And then that prompted me to think about the question, if the fan does have a Jeffrey Dahmer, who is it?
My first interaction with Suk was him yelling that a man had just peed on his foot inside of the casino.
So oh, that's
if,
right.
If anyone
yeah.
had a reason, it'd be the big man.
Yeah, the big fella. Well, he knows an awful lot about. He knows an awful lot about how to and disposing of. You know, like he's always like, it's always like, how do you know that? Like, what have you thought about this? Have you done this? He also had a kind of an angry side, you know, so I could see it. But I don't think he's number one. I have put together three. I have a top three. Now, let's go through them. You got Dirt and Sprague in the morning, and I don't think it's either of them. They seem like nice enough guys. Dusty, All-American boy. No way.
Yeah.
Although sometimes it is the All-American guy, but I don't think so. You got Swigard. You got Patrick Harris, Danny Morang, Luke, Jeff Rust, me, Suk, you, and Schultze. That's the team.
The comedian in Luke makes me want to think that it might be the broken soul.
I tell you what, dude, I thought the same thing. I'm like, you know what? Luke's sneaky. Because Luke's polished. And if you met Luke, you'd be like, oh, nice guy, funny, everything. You're right. There's something there. That's pretty good.
I think there's something there.
He's honorable mention on my top three. So I put Suk number three. But maybe you've got me thinking about Luke. I'm definitely considering moving Suk out.
Luke's a sneaky pick. I'd put Danny on there because
I have him number two.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we all know why.
Again, we love Danny, but he makes the list.
He's number two. And look, is there a bigger lock at number one than Swigard? I mean, I love Swigard, but dude, you should see Lowercase's face right now. He's like, yeah.
I'm tiptoeing.
I mean, look, we love him, but you know, kind of the he's got the brain for it. You know, he's real smart, cunning.
He does have the brain for it.
You know, like kind of creepy, a little
recluse.
Yeah, a little recluse, a little wronged. You know, some beef. Maybe some problem, maybe some problems with women in the past or something that makes him bitter. It's not all those things, but you know, come on, he's the clear number one favorite here, if there is one. Now watch it be like Dirt, you know, just white boy.
I wouldn't be surprised if Sprague had a little dark side to him.
Really?
He did tell me that he used to have cubic zirconium earrings.
Okay.
It did make me think a little bit.
What is cubic zirconium?
That's the fake diamond earrings.
Oh, God. Yeah, that makes you think he might be a serial killer?
It makes me think a little bit differently.
It's like when we learned you love ketchup on everything.
Not everything, but...
Well, you kind of said that.
It's an everything sauce.
Well, I don't think it is. Jeff Rust, tickle anyone else? Nice guy, but... Maybe snapped a few times, then kind of fell in love with it.
See, I think Russ is too much of kind of a teddy bear. I think he's too nice of a guy to ever wrong anybody.
Well, that's what I said. Like, maybe you know, life wasn't going well. He snapped. He killed her, buried her, and then he's like, oh, got away with it. Kind of makes me feel full of life. Yeah. Sneaky top five, Jeff Rust. All right, we got to wrap this baby up. And we'll do that next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, we got a few minutes left here. I'm heading to San Diego tomorrow. And I love the feeling of not having an agenda. Isn't that a great feeling?
Somebody says
that's the best feeling.
It's the best feeling, yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do. Now, I'm having a hard time getting a tee time because, well, a lot of people like to golf down there. And I don't have a car. I don't want to go like 45 minutes. But, so I don't know. May just sit and day drink by myself in the sunshine.
Not a bad day.
Lowercase.
Not a bad day at all.
Today was Sook's birthday. He said he got drunk and played golf.
What do you think he shot?
We're happy for him. I don't know. He keeps telling me he's getting better. I don't know. Probably a 94.
Is he the type of guy who's just ridiculous off the tee, but then the short game kills you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just like any golfer, doesn't play a lot. But he's got, I mean, he obviously, pro athlete, he had very good eye hand. He can hit it, it just, he doesn't know where it's going. Or at least last, I mean, I haven't played with him forever, but.
See, I have a feeling he's the type of dude who just de-shambos off of the tee.
Yeah.
And then within 100, it's spray and pray.
Yeah. Maybe. What are you doing this weekend? What's so Lowercase's girlfriend is gone. You're going to movies. You're watching Christmas movies by yourself. She comes back Friday. That probably screws your weekend because now you got to be with her all weekend.
Yeah, but that's kind of what I'm looking forward to.
Aww.
Yeah.
Adorable.
It's amazing the way I don't hear any applause for that.
What are you guys going to do? Go get a... Well, no, we've already got the Christmas trees.
Well, got the Ducks game on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then...
Are you a Duck?
No, I'm a Beaver.
That's right.
I'll watch good football when good football's on.
Yeah. All right, but that's
then
not
my
until
Steelers 4:30. Play. Yeah, then my Steelers play on Sunday against Detroit.
Now, what does she do when you watch the Steelers?
I'm really too locked in that I don't know.
She's not with you?
She's usually there at an arm's length.
You're locked in.
She's in ear's reach, but
yeah,
I can't think of what she did the last time I watched a Steeler game.
I know the feeling. We all have that team where we just, you know, it's like, this. I need 2 hours, 3 hours, right now. It's just me in the TV. I just need this. My wife ended up not... So KU basketball is my main one where I get... I mean, I'm not so much like that anymore. I'm old. But back in the day when I was your age, full of tea, I'm like, ah, come on, let's go. He's got to win this game. And I'd be like, leave me alone. She would leave. She learned very early on that I could break things or be violent. So she won't watch them with me now. Now she does, but...
Yeah, especially when I have the terrible towel in my hand. It's kind of like a weapon.
I could whip her in the face.
I've hit myself in the eye multiple times.
So you watch the Steelers at home with the terrible towel and you wave it when the other... Wow. Yeah.
Big turnovers, big touchdowns, got to wave it.
I love that. I once got a Jayhawk cover, or it's like a fake brick, foam brick, covered in Jayhawk. You know, it's like so you could throw it at the TV when they inevitably lose in the damn NCAA tournament.
That's a good one.
So I have sports props as well, is what I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, that is a good one. Well, it should be a good weekend. We've got Rams-Seahawks tomorrow, not even the weekend. The best game in the NFL slate all weekend, and it's a great NFL slate, is tomorrow.
And it's a Thursday night game, so is it really the best game of the week?
I think it is.
Thursday night games, well, Thursday night games have been so dissatisfying.
But it's the best matchup.
100%.
And the weather is going to be crap. So that it might be a terrible game.
It might be a tough watch, but...
But it's the best matchup.
Still a good matchup.
That's tomorrow. And then we'll have that for you. And then Souk is back on Friday, and he'll be in here with Dan Lanning on the show. I mean, Dan Lanning's not going to be in here, but he's going to interview Dan Lanning, so tune in for that on Friday. And then Saturday, we've got the Ducks game against James Madison. And I think, I've been talking with a buddy of mine who bet on Oregon, and he thinks it's just they're going to absolutely destroy them. And I've been texting back and forth.
That's a lot of points.
That's what I said.
21.5 is a lot of points.
Yeah, I just don't, I don't know. I mean, Oregon's offense is, from time to time, can be a little, you know, you got the weather, James Madison. I don't know anything about James Madison. That's really where I fall. I don't know.
I think it's going to be very similar to the Minnesota game, where Minnesota came out and went, oh, we're going to force a few turnovers because Will Stein's trying to be, you know, kind of too cheeky with it, and end up having to really dial in their offense, dial in their entire team in itself.
Mm.
I think it'll be a lot closer than people think.
So the Minnesota score was 42-13. That would cover the number.
Yeah, I think it'll be about that.
Well, then you better bet the Ducks. You're a sports gambler. Come on. Put your money where your mouth is. Oh, we got 2 minutes left. Bye, bitch. All right. Well, I'll give you the last seven. Okay, so this will be good. The GQ 125 rules for the modern gentleman. Right at the end, the guy, one of the judge guys or one of the writer guys, put down seven classics. His name is Glenn O'Brien. He dispensed his wisdom for years in GQ, answering questions from lost and confused men the world over. Here are seven pieces of advice from the archives we'll always stand by. When one encounters a flagrant cellular etiquette violator and an icy glare doesn't do it, good old-fashioned throat clearing can be effective. If it's not, an I beg your pardon will convey a proper dose of righteous indignation. Number two, if there is income inequality, everyone pays on the appropriate occasion. We've talked about this before. That's right. The rich guy pays for the flights or the private jet. I pay for the pizza. I'm poor. Shorts are not for business unless you're with UPS or in the tropics, and I mean that strictly, between 23.5 degrees north latitude and 23.5 degrees south latitude. Tend to agree. I don't check out guys' nails, but I do notice if they are dirty or unkempt. Nip that in the bud. And the last three, the real essential is a medium weight gray suit, which can go from a wedding to a trial to a conference to a funeral to a hot date, possibly with a tie change. That is excellent. Cut your dry cleaning bill by cutting your dry cleaning. Get a hand steamer and refresh your suits as needed. And finally, throw stuff out. Men have a horrible habit of holding onto things like ugly towels and stained sheets or Uncle Louie's toaster oven. Laziness and sentiment are the enemies of an inspired home. We'll leave you with that. I'm going to go goof off for a couple days. I am back Monday No show tomorrow. Souk will be back with Lowercase. Make sure you tune in on Friday, 3 to 7, on The Fan. Good night.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.